USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Details continue to surface in the case against the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. Legal experts say a newly unsealed search warrant may point to a motive. It also revealed that several items had been seized from Brian Koberger's home following his arrest last month, including hair strands. Missouri police are on the hunt for five escaped inmates. The five men escaped the county corrections facility in Farmington, south of St. Louis. People living in the area are concerned.
The street was lined with cops. I didn't really know what was going on. I was more concerned about my daughter's safety. It's scary. That's scary that they're out here on the streets again.
Officers believe the inmates accessed the detention center's roof through a plumbing chase in a section of the building that houses pipes and vents. All five then hopped in a stolen car parked out front. A convicted sexual predator who abused a group of New York college students will spend the rest of his life behind bars. 63-year-old Larry Ray, who was convicted of luring the students into a sadistic sex cult and terrorizing them for nearly a decade, has been sentenced to 60 years in prison. The federal judge called Ray an evil genius as he sat in the courtroom without expression. Is the world ready for another global problem? One leading economist says no.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers puts it bluntly.
The odds, in my view, are better than 50-50 that there will be a COVID scale problem within the next 15 years.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Summers also warned of other concerns like a resurgence of inflation and destabilizing political events in Asia and the Middle East. And when it comes to being ready for anything like that,
the world is utterly unprepared for that eventuality.
Especially, said Summers, the possibility that the COVID virus could again mutate and again go global.
That's Richard Johnson reporting. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky has filed a new appeal related to his conviction for sexually abusing children. The document filed challenges many aspects of his arrest in court proceedings, Sandusky serving a 30-year prison sentence. Vice President Kamala Harris made the case for clean energy on Thursday at the groundbreaking for a transmission line in Arizona. And it will be a 125-mile transmission line that will help carry wind and solar energy to Phoenix and Southern California. The FAA finally has an answer as to why computers crashed, which in turn canceled thousands of flights over the Christmas New Year holiday.
The FAA announcing what caused a major outage that triggered delays and cancellations across the flight system. A statement issued Thursday says contractors were working on system databases when they, quote, unintentionally deleted files used in notice of air mission systems causing the glitch. The agency said there's no evidence at all the incident was caused by a cyber attack or done with any malicious intent. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Colorado police are investigating a report of rat poison inside a Taco Bell burrito. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says a customer got into an argument with an employee at a Taco Bell in Aurora last Sunday. After eating the extra burrito he was given, he became violently ill, was admitted to a hospital. Hospital staff suspect there may have been rat poison in the burrito. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.